Activists, lawyers and politicians have attended the international meeting to resist the dictatorship of indebtedness and support the sovereignty of the people, organized by the Tunisian Popular Front. Hama Hamami, one of the leading opposition figures, denounced the complicity between former rulers Zine El Abidine Ben Ali and foreign countries, which facilitated the spread of corruption. Hamami slammed the pressures imposed on the people to pay back credits they never used.
The corrupt system of the ousted dictator misused billions of dinars. Many foreign countries knew about the corruption, but they never reacted. Now they want their money back while we are going through an economic crisis. They are putting pressure on Tunisians to impose their policies. This is unfair.
Participants from Africa, Latin America and Europe condemned the international system of indebtedness, which is impoverishing millions of people across the world and serving the interests of the powerful financial institutions at the expense of the masses.
We also in Belgium, we are victim of this financial system. It's a domination of the society with the financial system and the complicity of the government. They are stealing people, they are stealing workers, and they are creating poverty.
The issue of the neocolonial strategy of financial domination was raised by many guest speakers who have accused the United States and the European Union of imposing their will on countries who have amassed heavy debts.
Well, I think that the United States continue being a part of the economical powers that continue creating this neocolonial system. But basically, I do not believe that there is only the United States. There is also the European Union with its policies, and basically which try to impose also in other countries, not only in the South, but also including in Europe.
2 years after the Tunisian Revolution, the threat of indebtedness has unexpectedly resurfaced and worried the public opinion. Observers believe the people of Tunisia and other nations could no longer be owners of their destiny if they don't adopt a common strategy to stop neocolonial tendencies. Local and international experts estimate the foreign debt of Tunisia to 25 billion dinars. Politicians warn that the objectives of the revolution and the economic recovery will never be achieved if the debt is not revised in the coming months. Adin Shereshi, Press TV, Tunis.